scatter.
As clouds gather and the wind grows stronger,
I feel the atmosphere of being.
I feel the endless fear of being. As I watch the birds flee into the trees, I save in danger in the wind.
Feeling that remains when I wake up.
The feeling that remains when I wake up. These dreams, I feel myself being torn into the eye of the storm. I feel that I'm outside in the rain and I'm scared. Yet it is an attraction so strong I cannot defy it. This sleep has numbed my mind into a dimension where the landscape has been swept of all signs of humanity. It is a scene of plains, mountains, forests, lakes. It looks dark, as if it's either the birth or death of something very important. And still it is static. It is a sight of much appeal. I feel like home here. A sea in the distance, I can hear its gigantic, quiet, majestic sound. This is my death, my heaven. There is no need for any action. Only the wind, the rain, and the sea. It is only to observe and feel. I would like to live the end of it. In the distance, a black lake glimmers in the violence of the wind. Monumental clouds deprive me of my breath. Do I still breathe? The sound in this world makes my tears alive. Do I still have eyes to cry with? The lake is nearer now. I still hear the wind and the sea. As I stand at the edge of the lake, I try to perceive the blackness of the lake. But it's impossible. The depth of it reminds me of my soul. The only seasons here are winter and autumn. Autumn and winter. I stare into the lake. Snow, rain, wind. And I die by the side of this lake. And I live by the side of this lake. In this world. In this world. In this world. And I know when. When the time has come, when everything will start to deteriorate around me, when I know it is time, I will go in, into the light, into darkness, into the black, into. But before that time comes, I will roam this world, this place which resembles my longings. Fulfills the feelings I wish for. It keeps my soul alive. My black lake will always be there for when the time has come.